Hey, it's Steve Geek, and welcome to another episode of Hack Republic Radio. Today, let's discuss the problem of interweb browsing and follow it up with a quick review of a lightweight interweb browser called Aurora. When it comes to the concept of lightweight applications and web browsing, we come to the crux of a problem, the problem that challenges the concept of running a lightweight system itself. One problem is the flexibility of the concept itself. One person's idea of lightweight is a matter of opinion that differs from person to person. I always love to read descriptions of Firefox. By the way, I'm a Debian guy, so for me that's Ice Weasel, but that's another story. Firefox considers itself to be a lightweight browser. I personally don't consider anything that takes a few seconds to launch to be a lightweight myself. In order to understand the situation, we need to get philosophical and look at a quick history of the web browser situation. Back in the 90s, things were very different. First, the free software scene was not as well developed as it is today, so it was not ready for prime time yet. However, already, dissatisfaction with Microsoft's monopoly practices was developing. Along came the Netscape browser, which owed its origins to the Mosaic browser, and it threatened Microsoft. This threat was known as the middleware threat. Because you could run things inside of a web browser in order to escape Microsoft software, yes, it was a prototypical concept for what we now call cloud computing. The feature set of the browser was aggressively expanded to encourage this. Now Firefox, which is a descendant of Netscape, is tuning its code, so it runs with less and less resource waste. Also, looking back, the expectations of the interweb have changed. There is still a place for old-school basic HTML for informational sites, but for things like web banking, shopping, and forums, flat-file HTML no longer cuts it. This last idea allows me to segue nicely into our software review. I currently have a need for Firefox as my heavy browser, but I need something light for my day-to-day needs. So I use Aurora now. Let me spell that for you. Alpha, Romeo, Oscar, Romeo, Alpha. Aurora is lightweight, written only 10,000 lines of code, and based on the WebKit rendering engine. Why WebKit? Well, it's a matter of preference. When I switch to Linux, I used Conqueror, which used its own freedom-oriented rendering engine. This engine was forked by Apple for their Safari browser, but is usable by other products. Aurora was originally a little demo program for the Qt application projects, but grew to be a usable day-to-day browser. I don't like to run a full-blown browser when I'm just running around the interweb. Call me a paranoid, but you may run a script on my interweb browser only when I give you permission. Aurora allows me to configure a JavaScript-less, cookie-less, and flash-turbation-less experience I need for my interweb running around. Aurora has a private browsing mode. This mode does not do the following: store cookie data, cache icons, store browser history items. That's a pretty sweet feature for the privacy conscious. However, it still has features you expect, like regular handling of bookmarks, a little download manager. You can have JavaScript, but it is a little spotty, as they say. It does cookies too, allowing you to choose between a few different popular behaviors for cookie management. Why a WebKit-based browser? Well, like I said, I originally used Conqueror extensively, so the way Conqueror renders a web page is the way my brain thinks the interweb should look. The major engines for web browsing are Trident for Microsoft line, Presto for the Opera line, Gecko for the Mosaic Netscape Firefox line, and WebKit KHTML for the Conqueror Safari Aurora line of browsers. My geek tidbit for today is a quick look at some interesting add-on web browsing technology. If, like me, you keep a command line browser on your system as an alternate, you may want to check out the Surf Raw package. Surf Raw makes text web searching a faster-than-light experience by converting popular search engines into commands. For example, you can use Surfwar's Google tool to just launch Google's highest-ranked webpage for a search query. Without images and ads, and not having to stop first at Google, this is a blink-of-the-eye exercise in information retrieval. An important add-on for Firefox is the User Agent Switcher. Browsers identify what they are to websites they visit. This tool allows you to circumvent pages written with this, with the "this page is only for Internet Explorer users" mentality. Really, these pages will be just fine if only you set up your browser to lie to them about what software you run. For added fun, you can try to impersonate Google's search robot as you surf the interweb. If you ever want to kidnap a few web designers who make these pages and chain them to terminal browsing the web using rat poison and links, let me know. I'm up for it. The uber-paranoid Geeks Firefox is just not complete without running the NoScripts plugin on it. Browse the interweb scriptless until you whitelist only a few domains to run scripts and flash on your system. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Happy anniversary, Hack of Public Radio, and thanks for listening to me and this series.
Thank you for listening to Hack of Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.